Get ready for an all-new Hardline segment. It's time to step into the Snake Pit.
All right, it's Snake Pit. It's brought to you by
something completely over the top.
Twin Peaks and American Leak Detection.
The host
Thank
and star
you to those fine
of the
people.
Snake Pit.
Me.
Oh my God.
I do not know if you guys have consumed The Acolyte yet.
I have.
Okay.
Not yet.
First two episodes are out.
Bob, lots of hot saber action.
He just made a noise again.
Can I make another noise? Lots of hot saber action.
Yeah.
And new saber colors.
Yeah.
What do we got?
We got like a light purple maybe and a gold.
A gold saber? Okay.
Yeah. We don't want to give away too much, but it's hot, hot saber action. And much like in Game of Thrones, just throw about 30 dragons out there and I'm kind of happy. And the same with in Star Wars, just get a bunch of dudes that know karate and have a lightsaber and I'll sit there and watch it.
Okay.
Turn flips and stuff.
How do we feel? What's the general premise of this program?
I don't even need a story. Well, I don't have time to get into The Acolyte. That's not why we're here.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, maybe you can watch
and
it on the plane.
You can't really talk about it without massive spoilers, so
yeah,
it's best if you're into Star Wars, you'll like it, I think.
Okay.
But it got me thinking last night, I'm so obsessed with that weapon. Like, it's the coolest thing ever, and I don't think it ever will not be cool. But it got me thinking back in my movie past and movie present of the greatest weapons that I've seen used in movie history. And I came up with my own list that is not for debate. It's not for conjecture. You can add things. They won't count, but I will allow you to add things. But these are my personal weapons of choice when it comes to just badassery and really being almost more than the movie itself. The weapon of choice of within the film. I will start with Jesse Ventura's handheld helicopter gun in Predator.
Yes.
In which he took an M134 gun that's mounted and weighs 400 pounds and is supposed to be on the side of a helicopter and carried it through a jungle chasing the Predator.
Yes, do you think this was functional and practical?
Again, they were
for short area fighting
through the Amazon, and he's trying to carry around a 400-pound gun. It's the stupidest thing ever. But when we were kids, that was like the coolest thing ever, was it not?
No, you're absolutely right.
And he was Jesse the Body, like, he was kind of already cool, you know, and the whole wrestling thing going on, and then he had that, and Arnold was there. It was great. All right, so, speaking of Arnold, the Terminator 2 shotgun, in which he would flip it around like an Old West gunfighter would to load and lock and shoot all in one motion.
Yeah, bro.
Come on. It was a sawed-off 1887 Winchester 12-gauge shotgun, and he had to go for about a month and a half. Somebody specially obviously made that for him, and the gun maker went to Schwarzenegger's place, and they worked on that move of him riding on the motorcycle and being able to flip that thing over and over and keep cocking it and shooting it. There was nothing cooler than that.
Boy, you're so right. I forgot how awesome it was, so I'm looking at it right now, and yeah, it was amazing.
The Han Solo DL-44 pistol, although it wasn't really a badass weapon, the way that he wore it and that it hung off of his holster and belt, that was so cool. His blaster, his signature blaster.
Yeah, so far your list is facing scrutiny very easily. Everyone.
Yeah, Han would wear it kind of low on his hip.
Yes.
It was kind of like almost a fashion accessory as well as a weapon.
Yes. I don't know if you guys are fans of the Alien movie series, but the second one, Aliens, Ripley had that pulse rifle, the M41A pulse rifle, which fired caseless ammunition and made this sound that James Cameron came up with that made it so incredibly cool. That weapon was unbelievable. Were you guys Alien fans?
Not really. So I'm trying to figure out what you're talking about here.
Ham?
It's the one all the Marines have.
Yeah, and then she attaches the flamethrower to it.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. No, it's the
best. I know it's not exactly a weapon, but I thought you were going to go with the dock loader that she used to fight the queen.
You know what? That almost made the list where she was, it mimics the motions that you make and she's in there and it's like a big transformer or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, that thing was badass too. Okay, so my top five are the following. The Kill Bill Hattori Hanzo Katana Sword used by Uma Thurman in Kill Bill.
Yes, absolutely.
Holy crap, that thing was badass. I don't know how many people she wiped out in that thing, like 100 or something like that, but she made, and Quentin Tarantino made sword fighting really, really cool with that katana sword.
And it was signed by Randy Jackson, right?
It totally signed by Randy Jackson. At number four, the Indiana Jones whip.
Mm. By the way, I'm sorry, 91 deaths in Kill Bill Volume 1.
Okay, perfect. I don't know the functionality of carrying around a whip and actually how much use it got for an archaeologist.
I mean, he would use it to swing and get out of jams more than a weapon, but then when it was a weapon, dang, bro.
Man, yeah. To this day, I think I would love to find a way to work a bullwhip into my daily routine.
And it's also set up.
Would it look weird if I wore a bullwhip on my belt? Yeah.
Just why don't you wear the whip on your right side, and then you can wear the Han Solo gun on your little left side?
Dude,
and you
can just be the coolest man in the world.
Or maybe wear your phone on a belt clip and then just hang the whip on your belt clip.
Man, I love all these ideas.
But the best thing about the Raiders of the Lost Ark whip is that it also gave us the best bit of comedy in the Raiders franchise when he has that giant dude with the sword and he's swinging it all around and he just shrugs his shoulders and blows his head off.
And just shoots him.
That was awesome, Diary.
All right, best weapons in movie history. That is number...
That was four?
Four, the Indiana Jones whip. At number three, the Rambo knife.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. So that knife was specially made by an Arkansas knife maker. The original knife back in 1982. And it really was symbolic of that entire movie. By the way, only one kill from Rambo in that movie. Did y'all realize that in that first movie, First Blood, that there was only one kill?
One knife kill or one kill?
One kill, period. He wounded about 50 people, but he never killed anyone. He wasn't trying to kill him.
Yeah, he was just trying to stay alive.
And the knife was just to remove leeches, right?
The knife was to remove leeches, and the knife also, when you unscrewed the bottom of that thing, and it was synonymous with what these guys actually carried around. There was a compass in there, and then there was needle and thread because he had to sew himself up from being, I don't know, cut or shot or whatever happened to him.
Something
would happen. That knife in that series just got more and more prominent, and it was, you know, I mean, it was his binky. It was awesome. It was an awesome movie weapon.
That knife is what every kid wanted to go get at the Army-Navy surplus store.
Totally.
Too.
Yes,
like
absolutely.
If your mom would let you have a knife.
Which they would.
I know.
Like,
back
what
in
was
the,
going on back then?
Back in the 80s, you could have samurai swords and Rambo knives and no one blinked an eye.
Nunchucks, all of it, dude.
Throwing stars.
Yes, everyone had that stuff. At number two, greatest movie weapons of all time. This is not debatable. The Anton Chigurh bolt pistol, gun, captive bolt stunner, whatever you want to call it, from No Country for Old Men.
Okay, so what's he going to put at number one? Because I have a thought, but what are the odds that he picks what I would pick?
Yeah, and so the kill method on the Chigurh pneumatic thing is it basically takes a piece of your skull and drives it through your brain like a bullet, right?
Yes.
Yes. It's horrific. And him dragging that thing all over West Texas is
and no
just,
one knowing what it was.
Right.
Right.
And just letting, standing there as he's holding it up to their forehead.
And Corby claimed he could survive that, which is weird.
No, I didn't. Oh, yeah. Number one, Bob, it's the lightsaber.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to tell you, I was going to go with Chewbacca's crossbow.
Okay, that's cool, too. That's really cool, too.
Why do you need a crossbow for a laser?
It doesn't make a whole lot of sense, but tell me it wasn't cool.
It was great.
And by the way, for people that are like, oh, you left out all the Marvel stuff. You know what? I'm not getting into... We're dealing with real weapons, like lightsabers.
Yes.
Okay?
And what about
not
the batarang?
Not with the stupid hammers and Iron Man suits.
It had to
like
really
that.
Happen in a galaxy, whether the galaxy
yes.
was nearby or far,
or
far away.
Far, far away.
But it
Thank
had
you.
To happen, and we all know Marvel's
yeah,
made
we're
up.
Not talking about stuff in the multiverse. We're talking about stuff in this
right.
galaxy.
We don't care about
or
Spider
far, far
Pig or whatever you're trying to do. Oh, no.
All right, we got to go. There is your greatest movie weapons list.
That was one of my favorite snake
pits. Your snake pit.
That was
Pete
a good
DeBoer
snake pit.
Joins us in 3 minutes.
It.
Thank you.